have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Divine greetings. We thank God for Elation Magazine and the opportunity to podcast every Thursday, 5 o'clock Central, The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life for Ministry to Marketplace. Look for Loretta Petit on Facebook so you can get information about our official prayer line. We'd like you to join us. Thanks again, Elation Magazine.
Faster, him getting faster, oh Lord have mercy. And in the dark of it all, I heard a faint voice saying, oh, you gotta go through to get to what God has in store for you. There is joy on the other side of pain. I know it feels dark right now and you can't seem to find your way. Storms are coming strong. Pain, and there is joy on the other side of pain, and there is sunshine on the other side of rain. Sometimes you gotta go through to get to what God has in store for you. There is joy on the other side of pain. I remember the time when I wanted to give up and die. Everything was going wrong. And I didn't know why. Sometimes you gotta go through what you don't wanna go through. There's a blessing waiting for you on the other side. Help me say.
Well, thank you for checking us out today. I wouldn't believe it, but I'm out here messing with this tomato plant. Had a problem connecting today, but I'm glad that you guys are here. I'm trying to trying to multitask for a quick moment, try and fix that. But anyway, we've got a job to do, and want to thank you for joining us here at the Women Winnings Pod. It is the Loretta Petite Show. Thank you so much, Women Winning at Life, from ministry to marketplace. We give God the glory. God is worthy of all of our praise. And so, having, of course, said that, we're going to go right into prayer. Because we can see that we're not winning with the exercise. It won. So we're going to let it alone. And we're going to go right to God in prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for today. We thank you for this blessed opportunity. God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's tuned in. We thank you for my wonderful producer. And God, we ask today that we will drop something in somebody's life that would mean something. That would be a blessing, that will maybe challenge a belief so that they would, of course, dig deeper so they could learn more and, of course, be stronger, be better And, Lord, we thank you in advance for that blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. And we are going to talk today about self-love. That is our focus for today, self-love. And we want to look at controlling personalities, right? Controlling personalities. We told you on last week that that's what we'll be talking about. You guys wouldn't believe the challenges I've had today, just today. So many things are going on, but we have a job to do, right? Yes, amen. So we're going to talk about controlling personalities, and last week we gave you another idea, our concept that we wanted to have you to think on, and we hope that it was a blessing, and we for doing so on last week, sharing with us as well. But today, it is on controlling personalities. And I'll show you just how funny life can be as well. So before we get into our topic, we always like to give you a little heads up about what we're looking at, what we are experiencing in this time. And today is, of course, July the 15th. We want to say happy anniversary to everyone sharing. Who may be tuned in, happy anniversary to you. And you're keeping it together. We praise God for that. I help somebody else who may be struggling in their marriage to know, you know, some of those tricks and some of those tips. Sometimes how to talk if they're not talkers and how to be quiet a little bit when they're not a quiet kind of person. We have to listen. Sometimes we have to talk sometimes, right? So that's the first tip. I'm not married anymore, but that's one of the things I learned along the way. So happy birthday to all of you celebrating today as well. Happy birthday to you. On next week, we're going to have a birthday near me, the apple of my eye, the joy of my heart. My eldest granddaughter will be celebrating her birthday. But happy birthday to all of you celebrating on today. Today is National Clean Beauty Day. National Clean Beauty Day. Clean beauty means something different to everybody, but basically, I think the thought will come that, you know, you're just a natural beauty, clean beauty day. And also, don't be a dork day. Don't be a dork. What is a dork? A contemptible, socially inept person. Don't be a dork day. So having said all that, today, out of all days, we had travel in the plans. Then we needed to get a plumber, so we had to slow down the travel to get the plumber to come out. We got that together, got my loved one off. After that, get ready to do the podcast. After all the other days, the lawn care guy decides he's going to come now. So all of that's going on. I have to try, you know, get the tomato plant out of the way so he won't cut my tomatoes. And that wasn't cooperating. I had to go and open the gate so you can get in, all of that, when, at this time, so I say at this time. So, you know, life throws you curveballs, but you can cry about it, you can fuss about it, you can complain, kick and scream about it, or you can just kind of just step back and smile about it and say, okay, God, we're going to get through this, and it's going to be all right. And it is going to be all right, everybody. I'm Loretta Petit, by the way, and your facilitator. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So I always want to keep you on your toes and hopefully inspire you and encourage you to put your best foot forward to be all that you can be. Now, this month, my Coffee Sisterhood Network and friends, we are reviewing a book called Self-Love. Self-Love, it is so good. The book is so good, not in just in writ, but it's good in the way it challenges us of course, get to know ourselves better and to be kinder to ourselves. So having said that, I want to talk about controlling behavior. This is the whole month here with us on the podcast is about self-love as well. And we want to talk about
controlling behavior. You could be a controller, or you can be a person that's being controlled, or someone who is pressing you to control you. So I want to talk a little bit about controlling behavior on today. Sometimes you don't really know that you are a controller. You don't know that. Now, we all have the ability to exert ourselves and want to control or control a situation, control a person, control a group of people. You know, we have that innate ability, and sometimes we need it. We need to be able to control a group of people so that they can all walk the same way. The control, of course, is not a negative control. It is definitely a positive control, meaning managing the situation. Sometimes we have that positive control. We're trying to manage a situation because people are screaming at us or screaming at someone else, or they're out of control, and you have to stand up and be the controlling voice to get back the order. But we're not looking all the way at that. We're also looking at the negative side of control and how, you know, people are trying to take away your freedom, your right, and your ability to think and choose for yourself. We're talking about loving ourselves. We want to love ourselves past that kind of treatment. We want to be able to recognize and know that we have our freedom, that we have our right to be uniquely and authentically who we are, and not to be controlled into thinking or wanting or doing or being what someone else has designed or dictated that we should be, do, and so forth and so on. So right here in this season, we're dealing with the COVID vaccination. And there are people who are not taking it, and there are people who have taken it or is taking it. And then those who are taking it seem to want to control the ones who are not taking it. The ones who are not taking it sometimes, if they're family members or close friends, they're putting up their argument or their campaign for why you should not. And so they're trying to control the issue. But there are some times we've got to call a truce and say, you know, we need to just back up and respect everyone's opportunity, their freedom, and their will to do what they feel is good in their own eyes or in their mind or what sits well with their spirit. So on today, we're talking about controlling behavior. That was just one example. I know in marriages there is generally one who controls more than the other, but then you have these unique blends where they each know how to yield, and that works well because everyone needs to feel that they have a voice, and everyone needs to feel that they can support someone else's voice every now and then, and it's not always about them. If they don't do that, then they really come across as a super bossy, super controlling person. So what is a controlling behavior? Chances are good that at some point in your life, you're going to run into a controlling person. While everyone wants to a measure of control, as I talked about earlier, they also want that measure of control over their own lives. But controlling people also want to have a say in other people's lives, right? At some point, though, wanting control over small details of other people's lives can come across as abusiveness, when, especially when that person seems, smaller in some way than the person that's wielding the control. What do I mean smaller? I don't just mean children, but to some degree, you know, we give them a little freedom, but as parents, we must set the boundaries. Otherwise God wouldn't give us parents. He would just click his finger or blink his eye and a person would appear. But God gave parents for purpose, and parents must be the ones who are responsible to create the boundaries, and may come across as controlling to their children. Children run away because they don't like the parents' boundaries. Children commit suicide because they don't like the parents' boundaries. children lie and children rise up and children kill their parents because they don't like the parents' boundaries. So we've got to catch our children real, real, real young, set the boundaries, help them to understand the boundaries, help them to embrace the boundaries so they won't grow up to be individuals who all they want to do now is control other people because they never felt they had control before. I hope that makes sense to you. Well, listen, whether dealing with a controlling boss, a romantic partner, it's important to recognize the signs of controlling behavior and learn the best way to deal with it. Many people try to control others out of what? A sense of anxiety. You know, they don't understand. They don't know. They can't feel. They, you know, you're running too close to the wire. You just, you're in a controlling, and, you know, it's not anything that you did wrong. It's just something that they've got to get control of in their own lives. They may feel that if they are not in charge, things won't turn out the way they want them to. For some, it's not a sense of anxiety driving their control issues, but sometimes it's a personality disorder. And that personality disorder, on many occasions, started when they were little. I know that for me, being that I never was a person that could have control over anything or anybody because of the way I grew up, when I did start to come into feeling myself, as some would say, I wanted to try and now exercise that kind of control over others that people were always exercising over me. It's a vicious cycle unless you fix it. And so you can imagine my children coming up in the home, they didn't have as many freedoms as other people. I became such a disciplinarian. They didn't have as many freedoms as some of their counterparts because their parents would seem, in my eyes, more lax and more, you know, hands-off when I was more focused and into my children and more hands-on. So it didn't just stop with my kids trying to control, but, you know, of course, with the spouse, we worked that out, but I was controlling in a lot of areas, probably where I shouldn't have been there as well, and in some friendships. So I was adult when I finally, you know, when the light bulb finally went off, girl, you need to back off. You need to chill out and let people make their own mistakes. Let people do what people want to do. And if you're not down with it, then you leave, you know, or you hang up the phone. But the controlling situation with the personality disorder or the sense of anxiety or whatever it is, or just being in that vicious cycle of wanting to have the kind of control over someone else that people had over me, you know, it's not a good social attribute. You know, people don't want someone to always tell them what to do. And after coming down off of that high horse, I found that I became, or I am, more of a fixer. And that was also playing a part in my controlling ways because I always want to fix the issue. Okay, you're hurt. Let's try and get you healed. Okay, you lost something. Let's try and find it, or let's try and replace it. Oh, you broke that. Let's try and find some tape or some nails and a hammer, and let's fix it. And that's who I am at the very core. So there are times when I see situations that I feel I have the answer for, or I feel that I've got the education for, or I feel that I have the money for, I want to step in and fix it. But even with being a fixer, and a lot of you that may be listening are fixers, sometimes I just have to step back, see it broken, and see what the person who broke it is going to do about it. Are they going to ask for help? Are they going to leave it? Are they going to fix it? Are they going to toss it? What are they going to do? So that gives me an opportunity to let them be in total control and to see what they're going to do next and be okay with whatever their decision might be, as long as what they broke doesn't belong to me. So some signs of a controlling behavior. People insist on having things their way. You know anybody like that? It's their way or the highway, honey. Either you're going to do it this way or it's not going to get done. Controlling people often insist that everyone do things their way. Even small issues that are a matter of personal choice. Someone may say, no, you need to wear the red dress tonight. that black dress, no, we're not going to wear that. We're wearing red. Girl, go and change your dress. I'll wait for you. Go and put that red dress on. That's ridiculous, though. Who wants someone to tell them what to wear? Except the person who is challenged with making decisions. Some adults are challenged with making decisions, and they are asking their girlfriends or their guy friends, they're asking their friend, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? That's different. You're not controlling. You're giving your opinion because you were asked for it, okay? People who are controlling refuse to back down, even after you make it clear, I want to wear the black dress. No, you need to go and change that and wear that red one. So you see the difference between being controlling and just offering an opinion when asked for one. Controlling people also refuse to accept the blame. Oh, my God. Somebody popped into my head just said, quick, when I said that. But, of course, you know, we're not calling names, not calling names, but they refuse to accept the blame. I mean, controlling people always want to blame somebody else. No one likes to admit that they made a mistake, but people who are controlling seem incapable of admitting that they are at fault. My God. Another controlling behavior. They need to be the center of attention. If you have a victory, no matter how small, you can count on that controlling person to step forward and to try and upstage you. Now, upstage is an acting term. An acting term is when you have an actor who's doing something really awesome on a stage, but then you show up and I don't want to use the word Trump, but, you know, you step forward and you want to top that. You're doing something to get the attention off of them and on to you. So that's what controlling people do. They want to be in the limelight regardless of the circumstances. So if it's you, you know, challenge yourself to do better. Challenge yourself to not be so controlling. But if people are doing this to you, learn how to stand up for yourself and let them know this is not okay with you. Let them know, you know. Now, you let people know. I have a way of letting people know that my no means no. I have friends, when they say no with that big smile on their face from ear to ear, you think they're kidding. When I say no to someone, they know I'm telling the truth. They know I mean business because I don't play around with that. Some things are just really, it needs a strong no. And this is one of them. You know, love you. And let people understand that certain things are just not okay with you. Controlling people can be unpredictable as well. Yes, they can. And they lie. Mm-hmm. They want to be in charge of, you know, any kind of monies that may be a part of your organization, your group, even in, you know, the marriage. And they, if it's a spouse especially or a significant other, sometimes they want to dictate where you can go and who you can be friends with and all of that, you know, yada, yada, yada. What? No. Mm-mm. If that does not work for you, and I don't think it should work for anybody, everyone should be, you know, they should come into agreement. Okay, I'm not going to have any guy friends where I have to spend time alone with. You're not going to have any girlfriends that you spend time alone with. Not that we don't trust each other, but we know that the enemy is busy. And we do know that sometimes it's not you I don't trust, but it's the other party. So you can have an agreement, but not a dictatorship. Okay, so that's my piece for today. I hope that you have been helped. Practice self-love. Love yourself, honey. Love yourself past the pain. Love yourself past aggravation. Love yourself past controlling people. Love yourself. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation on self-love that we're having this month in the next two Mondays, I want you to send me an email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. We'll hook you up on how to do that. It doesn't cost anything to get in on the conversation. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Send that email to me. And on that note, let's do some more self-love on next week. Join me right back here again at about 5:35 Central Time, and I would love, love, love to hear from you. Of course, before I sign off, I'm going to ask, is there a caller? I'm going to throw out this number as I give you my closing remarks. The number to call is 646-564-9842. Once again, it's 646-564-9842. Finally, 646-564-9842. 564-9842. And as I give you my closing remarks, I am open for a caller. Remember, the controlling behavior, if it's not okay with you and it really should not be, you must say so. Controlling behaviors can be a symptom of several personality disorders, such as histrionic personality, borderline personality, narcissistic personality, and these disorders can only be diagnosed by a licensed practitioner. We need to understand if a person is coming across too strong, somebody needs to put their foot down, and you've got to let somebody know it is not okay. And if it's a loved one, help them to understand the need for somebody to help them to see themselves in a better light. Is there a caller? Going once? Going twice? Gone. Well, this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. My name is Loretta Petit. And, of course, I'm grateful, too, like you, by the grace of God, we're winning at life. Thanks, Kimmy Kim. God bless you. Thanks, Jerry Royce. Y'all have a blessed day and a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
blessed name, Jesus.